Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, identity matters. Inspiration ignites identity. Identity fuels vision. Vision promotes growth and results. What your heart believes determines what you can do in life. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. An evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 45. Who am I? A question every great leader must answer. Moses, one of the most outstanding leaders of all time, asked the same question when called to a new assignment by God. Moses discovers his identity through God calling him. His response indicated at the time his heart condition and how he saw himself. God's mission for Moses was to deliver almost 2 million people from oppression and slavery. Therefore, come now, and I will send you, so that you may bring my people out, states God, Exodus the 3rd chapter, verse 11. But Moses told God, who am I? How can I go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Exodus the 3rd chapter, verse 11. How we see ourselves, my friends, is essential. Knowing the truth positions us for the most fantastic adventure in discovering who we are. Knowing who we are is essential to discovering what we are born to do. We sometimes need clarification between what we do and who we are. When doing becomes the priority, we focus on doing the most significant work imaginable. This approach can lead us in the wrong direction in life and career. We risk finding significance in life and reaching our full potential. Understanding our identity prepares us for the adventure of a lifetime, impact, and fulfillment. As a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 29. The heart, our thinking, is the catalyst that ignites us from within. But more than anything else, put God's work first and do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Let's take the steps and enjoy the journey, my friends. In part 2, Identity Matters, we will learn how to apply this leadership principle in our lives. What insight can we learn from the transformation of Moses into the person God created him? And how we can apply the same process to our lives. First, God called Moses and chose him for what appeared to be an impossible mission. God will call us to something greater than we feel capable of doing. Relying totally upon God is a catalyst for growth in a leader. As He gives grace generously, as the scriptures say, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. James the 4th chapter, verse 6. Second, our age and experience do not matter in God's eyes. Gaining His view of us is most important. Moses was 80 years old. He was a sheep herder for 40 years and lived in a remote part of the desert. That didn't matter. We'll cover the remaining 3 insights in part 2. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.